Hello everyone, and thank you for taking time to listen to the Indie Author Podcast. The goal of this podcast is to give you a look inside the life of a typical indie author, namely me, Alan Allman. I'll be sharing insights with you about twice a month and alternating between topics aimed at the readers among you and the writers.
We came, we saw, we conquered and crumbled in our own true way.
I'm kicking off this inaugural podcast with what I love to read. There's an old phrase you've probably heard of, used many times in the world of writing and authors: write what you know. Well, I write fiction, crime fiction, and there's a fair amount of violence, not too much, but crime fiction or murder mysteries wouldn't be the same if it didn't have a death or two or someone getting beaten up. If I'm following the advice of write what you know, then surely I must go about at the weekend committing all kinds of crimes. But the truth is, I don't. In fact, I'd much rather keep myself to myself and think about it than write it all down. So how can I write about things I haven't experienced? Well, if you look at my bookshelves in my office, it won't take you long to figure it out, because my shelves are stacked with crime fiction. As I look back at how my collection of crime fiction started, I have to thank my dad for turning me on to Ian Rankin. I think the first Rankin book I read was the first of the now iconic Rebus novels, Noughts and Crosses, and I was immediately hooked. I loved the fact that it all took place in Scotland. Of course, I loved the character of Rebus. Now, I was not and still am not a student of crime fiction. I can't quote lines from books, but I know what I like, and I loved the Rebus novels. That passion for Rankin led me to seek out other Scottish writers. Val McDermott quickly followed, along with Stuart McBride, Alan Guthrie, and many others. Then along came indie author Ed James. So my bookshelf on one side of my office contains those stalwarts of Scottish crime fiction, all of whom I try to emulate in my own particular style. But there's another author on that same bookshelf whose books are completely different than anything Rankin or McDermott have written, and that is the legendary Sir Terry Pratchett. My love of all things Discworld, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it after the podcast, began when a fellow student in basic flying training at the Royal Air Force College, Cranwell, loaned me the latest in his Discworld series, the fourth book called Mort. 27 years later, I completed my collection with the acquisition of Sir Terry's final novel, the one written just before he passed away. As an aside, I still have the paperback copy of Mort. Harpo gave me back in 1989. I never did return it, sorry. But Pratchett's story writing, world building, humor, and social commentaries are masterclasses in the art of fiction. I don't care that they're fantasy. Every writer should read at least one of his books. As a bonus, the cover designs are amazing. Across the room, on another bookcase, is a completely different set of books. These are mainly non-fiction, ranging from the invention of a reliable timepiece, the mapping of the cholera outbreak in London, and the scientific revolutions of the 17th century, to survival stories from prisoner war camps of World War II. This love of history, the stories of individual achievement, is harder to pin down. I never really studied history in any great depth. I was always fascinated by aviation, so I think it's somewhat natural to enjoy reading about the exploits of pilots during World War II, but where does this thirst for learning about navigating the oceans accurately come from? If I were to take a guess, okay, it's no guess, but it's all about the story. Every book I read has a great story, and they all have a beginning, a middle, and an end. They all have engaging characters, whether it's a spy for Napoleon, a map maker, a downed airman trying to evade capture. There's always someone to cheer on, someone to root for. So as I look around at my book collection, I see the same thing in every spine that advertises the words within. That thing is story. For me, I have to be engaged in some way with what's going on between those two covers. Whether it's a remarkable event in history, or some world that exists only in the mind of the author and his or her readers, but it's not as simple as the thought of a giant turtle swimming through space supporting four elephants that in turn support a flat disc world on their backs. As clever as that is, it's the people, the characters who reside on those pages and then in turn take on form in my brain. Descriptions of Edinburgh's dark side would keep me enthralled for all of 15 minutes, but throw in a somewhat damaged, arrogant, lone wolf police detective, and now you have a story. I certainly don't claim to be Ian Rankin or Stuart McBride, but I know that I have to create characters the readers can believe in. Yes, you have to ramp up their flaws and faults as well as their positive attributes. Otherwise, the telling of a murder inquiry would actually be extremely boring. But it must be done in such a way as to be just on the edge of being unbelievable without crossing the line. It's kind of like Borat in my mind. So there you have it, a quick tour of my bookshelves. For more information on some of the books I've enjoyed over the years, along with links, if you want to pick up a copy for yourself, just click on the links in the post for this podcast, which can be found on my website at www.alanlmann.com. That's www.alanlmann.com. You can always sign up for regular updates on the podcast and all my writing projects at the website too. If you would like to send me a note with questions or feedback, you can do so by emailing me at al@alanlmann.com. The podcast theme is Our Own True Way, performed by Great Big C, written by Alan Doyle, Sean McCann, and Chris Trapper, and is used with their permission. Thanks again for downloading the podcast, and I look forward to the next time we chat.